The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
...97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, I think we're all excited to be in the same room. We're all excited to make the tax cuts permanent. All the Republicans virtually in 2017 voted for these tax cuts. Right. It was a huge boon to the economy. So, yeah, I think all of us getting in the same room, we're all excited about, you know, returning to remain in Mexico, which means you don't get a free ticket to come in here. We're not going to escort you into the country. We're going to say you got to stay in Mexico. If you want to come into our country, apply from Mexico. So right. There's a lot of good things that I think are going to happen that we are in near unanimous agreement with.
Well, there is Senator Rand Paul talking about his excitement to get to work. Donald Trump meeting with the Senate Republicans today. Senator Eric Schmidt here of Missouri tweeted out a couple hours ago. He's like, going to meet with the president-elect here shortly. What would you ask President Trump? What would you want to know? Fox News had a post. It kind of goes in hand with what Senator Rand Paul was talking about, getting back to the Remain in Mexico policy. Mexico is responding to the incoming president-elect Donald Trump's future here administration. Fox News reports that the Mexican government is working hard to break up migrant caravans trying to make the treacherous journey north to the United States ahead of President-elect Trump's inauguration in less than 2 weeks' time. Faced with the prospect of massive tariffs on goods under the new administration, Mexico has been dispersing migrants throughout the country to keep them far from the United States border, including dropping them off at the once vibrant tourist hotspot of Acapulco, a beach resort town in Mexico's Pacific coast made famous by the jet set in the 1950s and 60s. Fox News goes on to say, once a crown jewel of Mexico's tourism industry, the city now suffers under the thumb of organized crime and is still struggling to climb back after taking a direct hit from powerful Hurricane Otis. In 2023, it now has one of Mexico's highest rates of homicides. So you've got these caravans. Everybody's heard of a caravan coming through Mexico. And now that Donald Trump is coming back into office, his mere presence coming back into office in less than 2 weeks has Mexico participating in the process of breaking up these caravans and sending these people who are in these caravans to what sounds like a hellhole part of the country in Acapulco. That does not seem like something you'd want to participate in. Do you think that in and of itself would be a detractor to people who are coming through Mexico from Lord knows where in Central America, in South America, to get into the country? Are these are basic things that could have been done at any given time. And it highlights the fact that Donald Trump's presence, his fortitude and his willingness to stick and stay the course has an effect just by virtually being there. Joe Biden's border policy was to undo Donald Trump's border policy. I think off the top of my head, 91 executive orders right out the gate from Joe Biden to undo the border policy and the safety and security of our southern border based on what Donald Trump had done. Fox News goes on to say on Monday, desperate migrants could be seen sleeping in the streets and tents and say they fear Mexico's drug cartels could target them for kidnapping and extortion, though many migrants say authorities extort them too. a 28-year-old Venezuelan told the Associated Press, quote, immigration officials told us they were going to give us a permit to transit the country freely for 10, 15 days. And it wasn't like that. They left us dumped here without any way to get out. They won't sell us bus tickets. They won't sell us anything. Now, I don't want that for anybody, but I also don't want people to think that they can just hopscotch their way through Mexico and get ushered to the border where the Biden administration hands them a pamphlet when they come in and says, download this app, see you when we see you. Because that's been the policy of the Biden administration leading up to this point. And all of the numbers games that go on from people who are trying to support the Biden administration say, border crossings are down significantly. Well, they change the way people get to come into the country. They don't avoid coming to ports of entry anymore. They come to ports of entry and then they get put in the country. It's all going to change. And it's going to be so amazing to see the action take place, to see a leader, somebody who I every once in a while I'll say leader when I'm talking about elected officials. And some of you guys hate when I use the word leader. And it's funny to me how using the word leader in the context of Joe Biden feels icky. Using the concept or the term leader in the thought process of how Donald Trump comes into office feels less icky to me. A, it's probably because I ascribe to a lot of the policy decisions that Donald Trump is going to put into place. But also, B, Donald Trump is willing to lead. Donald Trump is willing to say, here's what we need to do. And he's been saying that throughout an entire campaign process where he's advocated to the American people. This is what I want to do. These are the problems. I'm not afraid of identifying what those actual problems facing real Americans are and offering you solutions. This is the problem. This is how I'd fix it. What the Democratic left has done for years now, I'm going to say go back to about 2006, 2007. The Democratic Party has come in and said, no, those aren't your problems. Let me tell you about the problems that you have in your life. Let me tell you about the problems that this country has going all the way back to the beginning. It's incredibly problematic. So problematic, and you may not have even realized how big of a problem these things are. But we're going to define those problems for you. We're going to pull the curtain back on all of the terrible existence that goes hand in hand with the idea of America. We're going to tell you about all these problems, and we have solutions for you. They sold you the problem and the solution. And guess what? At the end of all of it, we're way worse off than we ever were before. A portion of the people in this country have only grown up in a time where they've really been pressured into the cultural societal idea that America really sucks. This place is the worst. America? You're going to be proud to be an American? Do you know how much shame you should have to be an American? The ick factor is off the charts. You're going to wear a flag? You're going to put a flag out in front of your house? You're going to put a flag emblem on your car? Do you know how gross that is? And a lot of us have been sitting by going, I love the flag. I get warm fuzzies when I see the flag. I tear up when I hear the national anthem, and I can hear it again and again and again and still get sentimental about it because, gosh, I just really love this country. Why do they hate it so much? What is so bad about it? They're so angry about it. Because when I think about my country, when I think about the United States of America, when I look at the photograph of my grandfather, who was a captain in the Army in World War II and made maps, was a topographer as an officer in the Army because he had experience making farm maps in the Midwest. When I look at that photograph and I know the things that my grandfather...
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson here to talk Wayfair. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Saw? When he fought in the war for the United States of America, I'm overcome. Just absolutely bursting with pride for what he fought for. The people who hate this country are disgusted by these visuals that make lots of us well up in visual emotion because we love what we have here so much, and you haven't been allowed to publicly display that without encountering some judgment. And I know a lot of you are like, well, I don't care. I'm gonna sing the national anthem proudly. I'm gonna display seven flags. I know. That's why I love you people. You've been here. You've been doing that. But there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people who are starting to go, yeah, I think I really love this country, and I think I'm not afraid to show even a little bit of it right now. It's like after the storm comes through in the springtime, that really nasty storm, everybody, well, not everybody, some of y'all go out on your front porch and in your driveway. I don't advise that. Go in your basement. I changed my philosophy on that when I went to help clean up the tornado after Joplin. I used to be a front porch sitter. Not anymore. The storm comes through. The clouds are as dark and ominous as they could possibly be. There's so much noise. The rain is pounding. The thunder is clapping. The lightning is flashing. And it just looks absolutely chaotic. And in America, that's been by design. It's been designed for you to cower. It's been designed for you to go shelter. I'm thinking of that gif of that psycho person who is like out in the hurricane in his like swim shorts or something, and he's holding the American flag out, and it is like, it's horizontal. The flag is straight out, and it's just like America.
Long
like,
hair.
Yes.
Flowing.
Yeah. And I mean, the man has never felt more free. Possibly stupid. But you see this storm coming through and you brace for it and you hunker down to get through it. But then, you know, in the springtime, that first time, because those clouds, they move and they're so big and they're so strong, but they're so tall. They're not as necessarily widespread. They don't last for days. You can have a storm in the spring and the summer and be swimming in the sunshine in the evening before the sun officially goes down. That first bright glimmer of sunshine that breaks through those clouds, and you're like, okay, I think we're good. I think we're in the clear. That's now. That glimmer of light is now. Stand in that sunlight and embrace the idea that we are about to see the sun again. And I think that it's very, very exciting, and it causes me to think about that in a way that makes me swell up with hope and excitement. And realist, pessimist Annie is like, stop it. Don't go there. Because we're conditioned now. We're hunkered down. We've been hunkered down. It's not the way life is supposed to be. Life is not supposed to be this constant drudge of political battle where it's the most important thing that you deal with on any given time. That's not what it's supposed to be. Politics is not anywhere near the most important thing in life. The only reason why you should care so much and be so passionate about what goes on in your government is because of how that reflects on the things that are actually important in your life. Your health, the people in your life, the family in your life, the friends in your life, your community. How you make a living, how you live independently and free in the greatest country on the face of this earth that is, of course, by the people and for the people, and the people voted for that again. That is a huge glimmer of light. It is a piercingly bright glimmer of light that comes through after the storm. And we can't be so used to cowering away and hunkering down that we don't go, oh, we might be on the other side of this thing. I'm the type of I don't ever want to be caught off guard. I'm the type of person who wants to be whatever the information is. If it's data, give it to me. I would like to use it to my advantage, either to get a step ahead or to be prepared. Don't be the person who forgets to enjoy the moment. Don't be the person. I see this in conservative circles, and I know they don't want my pity. They don't want me to feel sorry for them. But the people who are still taking like intentional victory laps about Trump over other human being, other people, like if you wake up today because you want to punch down and own the libs, so to speak, like we don't have to do that. And it doesn't ever make Maybe it makes you feel better. I get it. I get it. And I'm going to say this. Some of them are asking for it. But in the same vein that you might wake up and want to own the libs that day, you are setting yourself up when the tides turn once again, and they will turn again, to own the cons on the other side. Like, they will look forward to that opportunity. You don't have to do that right now. There is goodness that is coming our way with a whole new approach to every nook and cranny of government that exists when Donald Trump gets back in office. It should make you happy. And if it makes you happy, just enjoy it. Let people see the joy, the real joy. And which, you know, going back to the campaign, when joy became the thing for the super Midwestern, what is his name? Who's the vice presidential candidate? Harris.
J.D. Vance. Oh, Tim Walz.
I could only think of Kane. What? You're like, oh, he's super Midwest and the total picture of masculinity. And you're like, like, it's not, nothing against him. It's just these words you're using. I don't know if those are the words I would choose. I know a lot of Midwestern men, and I'm just saying.
They aren't the words I would choose.
That's not the words that I would have gone to the thesaurus and scooped out. The people who tried to tell you what your problems were that I was talking about before, they told you what your problems were. You're like, oh, we have clear problems. And they're like, those aren't your problems. And you're like, I'm pretty sure they're my problems. And they're like, nope, not your problems. Here are your problems. A very well-constructed marketing campaign to recalibrate what we know to be real and true, all the way to the point where, like, that's not a man, that's a woman. That's not a woman, that's a man. And you're supposed to sit there and keep your mouth shut, and people were like, I just can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I can't play this game anymore. I'm a nice person. I'm a good person. I can't do this anymore. Common sense won out. I am so excited to say that because I don't trust common sense to it's not as common as you would like it to be. Don't forget to enjoy this in a way that preserves it. Don't enjoy it at the expense of the people who have already lost. That's not where the joy comes from. Enjoy this in a way that preserves it. And make so that people see the joy in your face and they ask you about it, that they notice it about you. Not something you got to rub their face in. It will make a difference. And it's not just about politics that I'm talking about. Let's take a quick break. YouTube live chat poll. Will Mark Zuckerberg make Facebook great again? Vicky said, no, but he'll think he did. Kind of a funny way to think about it. Joe said, I'm a yes. I'll root for anyone who tries to make the right decision. He's on the right track. Let's all cheer it on. High five, Joe. I'm right there with you. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.